Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Tom, I think this story that's in the news now has happened to you.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious to know what you would do if this was, not you, Tom, but everybody else, if it happened to you, because we already know what Tom did.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I did not get in trouble this weekend.
Okay. So in Chicago, bags of money fell off the Brinks Home Security Company truck as it rolled through the suburb. And locals snatched over $300,000 in cash from the street, and the truck's back door open, and it resulted in three bags filled with money falling onto a place called Austin Boulevard. Up to 100 citizens made a dash for all the money that was out. It was like a game show, you know, you got just grabbing for bucks. And then they fled the scene. So far, no arrests have been made.
Wow.
Yeah, so these people didn't even take the money back. They just took it and ran.
Well, if you find a 20 on the side of the road, don't you pick it up and take it?
Okay, but I don't.
I'm sorry, finders keepers.
If it was falling out
they
of
they didn't steal it.
If it was falling out of someone's
I didn't see the
back
truck.
Pocket, and I'm like, okay, sir, you dropped this bill.
Well, yeah, that's the nice thing.
They saw that it was probably falling out of the truck.
That's the right thing to do.
What truck?
I consider it a blessing. Listen, somebody probably just really needed that money, and if it's not marked, I mean, there you go, right?
You know what? I did find a $20 bill. It was at the Best Buy. It was out in the parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
My son was with me, and I didn't leave it there. I said, because he saw it first. He's like, can I take that, Dad? And I said, well, yeah, I might as well, because it wasn't someone's wallet. It was just a $20 bill. It was way out in the parking lot. I'm like, who's going to go back, or who, you know, someone probably grabbed their keys out or whatever, and the 20 fell out.
Yeah, exactly.
I lost a 20 recently.
At Best Buy?
Yeah, Best Buy. That's probably
what
me too, okay. That's so strange.
Okay.
First of all, I did not do this. I've never been in a situation that was exactly like this.
I thought you had some money fall out.
We did not see any money fall out. We were driving on our way in Central Florida to this camp, and we drove through a cloud of money. And so we pulled over and grabbed several hundred dollars of that money. We did not see a Brinks truck or anything else. We had no idea where the money came from. Now, we also got pulled over for speeding later. So my friend decided to tell the cop about it. And so we gave him the money because apparently a motorcycle driver had had his wallet on the back of the motorcycle. Either that or the cop just took our money.
How much money was flying through the air, though?
I would guess several thousand dollars.
Wow.
Did you get a speeding ticket?
Yeah, he gave us a speeding ticket. It wasn't me. It was my friend that was driving.
Because I would think the cop would be like, oh, they're trying to bribe me, but they're doing it in a unique way or a way that doesn't seem like a bribe. I found this money.
I was mad at my friend for giving him the money. I'm like, we had a clear conscience up until now.
Yeah.
We didn't have any idea where that money came from. We didn't see it happen. We didn't steal it from anybody. We weren't the only ones stopping to get that money. Something about money, you can be going 70 miles an hour and you see money and you see it.
I know it.
But how did you know it came from the motorcycle?
That's what the cop told us.
Oh, so
the cop said, we told him what had happened. And he's like, there was a motorcyclist. He's called in and reported this.
I'd be like, I'm trying to chase him down. Did you see it?
And that would have been a good idea.
Come on.
Yeah, that's good. Good one right there.
Well, I was mad at my friend for even opening his mouth. I'm like, dude, we had several hundred dollars here. And then at the time, I was a teenager. That was a lot of money to me. So I was like, we don't owe anybody anything. We haven't done anything wrong. You're going to get a speeding ticket and tell this cop to give him the money.
Mm-hmm.
It was not a good day for us.
And I was lying. If I saw it falling out of the truck, I would probably just go around it. I'd probably just leave it.
Okay,
they'll get that.
Because if you go out and you do all that work for 2 hours to help them grab the money,
exactly.
They're not going to give you any of it.
My interest rates will go up probably at the bank they're taking it to. So why help them out?
Right.
Yeah, that's a tough call. I mean, obviously, it's the wrong thing to do. I don't think I would go and steal.
I mean, that's
almost not much different than just stealing from them if they walked out and didn't close the door.
Like, I feel like my conscience would be like, these bills are totally marked. I would get in trouble. I mean, I can't say
that. That's not
it.
Your
I would
conscience.
It, you know?
Your conscience is the part that tells you this is wrong. That's like, I don't want to go to jail talking.
There's so many cameras these days.
True that.
I know.
You're always on camera.
So if they're going to go after the people, the facial recognition, I know our government uses.
Where was this? Was it somewhere where there is that kind of camera?
It's in the suburbs, all they're saying.
There's going to be a lot of Ring doorbells.
Ring cameras.
But I don't know if that's good enough to catch them.
But what if you wait till the truck turns the corner, therefore you really don't see the truck drop the
that's
money?
That's what you're going to tell them when they come knocking on your door anyway.
I'm like, the Lord has blessed me.
Uh-huh.
That's like you said. Yeah.
It's raining dollars from heaven.
And it's easy to rationalize it because you're like, it's a Brinks truck. They're insured. It's like, it's not like anybody personally is going to go down for this.
I don't think that way. Not at all. I'm like, that's just not my money.
Well, it's I didn't say I was going to do that.
Okay, but you're just like, it's insured, so.
Well, I'm saying it's easy for people to rationalize.
Coach, can't they go back to where they got that money and pick up more?
Yes.
Well, that person's out that money then.
Oh,
okay. Probably stores or banks.
Banks that got bailed out.
See, this is him doing exactly what I said.
You're right, Tom.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
All right, so experts are telling us AI is changing the world, but for most of us, we don't really use AI that much.
I don't know how.
Well, it's not super complicated, and there are some areas where people are starting to use it. Mm-hmm. I was kind of interested in this because I always felt like, wow, AI is supposed to be so game-changing, but I haven't found much use for it for me, so maybe I'm missing out, and maybe these people have some ideas that I could use.
I use AI all the time.
Okay, like, what do you use it for?
To help me write emails. Sometimes I get too emotional and I will like put the scenario in AI to see like, hey, like, am I feeling this way? Like, is it normal? Like,
so okay. You're using it as a therapist.
Kinda, yeah.
So you and your husband get in a fight. You're like, am I overreacting here?
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, does it seem to help?
It does, because it kind of just takes the emotion out and it just kind of gives you like the facts. But I will say sometimes the AI just is too much on your side and you have to be like, no, like kind of refute me a little bit.
Now, are you a thinker or a feeler?
I don't know. I guess maybe both.
Okay.
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting because for me, for AI use, I mean, I see it anytime I review a product, they give you an AI version of all the reviews crammed into one, and that's helpful.
Uh-huh.
I use it mostly at the top of Google whenever. Now, if you want to Google something, it gives you the actual answer instead of the links to go find the answer. Mm-hmm. So you're like, oh, when did the Nina sail from, you know, Spain to America? And it tells you that answer right away, and it gives you like a little story.
I still go look for the article because I don't trust AI to be accurate.
It's not important enough for me to have it be accurate. As long as I got an answer, I'm good.
I only use it for net worth of celebrities.
Okay.
That's just Google.
Well, lately people are using it to roast themselves, and that is an area that it's very good at. But they ask people how they're using AI, and it says to look up the answer to a question. 51% of people have used AI to look up the answer to a question.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. To amuse themselves, which I would think would count for roasting your pictures, which it is awfully good at. Then they said to get clarification on complex topics. I have done that before. I've taken an article and said, hey, AI, simplify this to a paragraph for me. Tell me what they're talking about. And it will literally take some scientific journal and tell you in normal words what it said.
That's going to come in handy like with legalese.
Yes.
You know, the stuff like the...
Those things that you skip over.
Stuff, lawyer talk, any of that stuff.
It's like you click I accept and you've got 40 pages of stuff. You can run it through AI now and see what's happening.
Exactly. I've done that with contracts before. I actually, just this weekend, I want to re-landscape my front yard, like the flower bed. I took a picture and said, I want it this to look like this. So what would you recommend putting in there? And it gave me a picture.
Gosh, y'all so lazy.
That's the whole point of technology, Kato.
For yourself and figuring it out. I don't think I've ever used AI.
You know what? I haven't thought about that. If you like want to know what a bush is, like you don't know the name of that bush, azaleas or gardenias or whatever, or peonies.
Uh-huh.
You can figure out what flower it is.
You can pee on any of them.
Actually, you can't. AI says it'll kill some of them. They also use AI to get step-by-step instructions, which is kind of what you had to go to YouTube before, and you had to wait and watch and do the whole thing. Now you can just get a printout.
Yep.
This one's interesting, to translate text into another language. So you can do that with Google, but with AI, it gives you more conversational version.
Whenever I was in Paris and they handed us the menu, and I'm like, I don't understand this. I literally took a picture and said, what does this say? And translated it all for me.
So instead of using Google Translate, you just used AI.
Yeah, took a picture of it, put it in, and it gave me the whole menu in English.
You know, it's kind of like a universal app. Instead of having to have a Translate app, this app, that app, it does all of it for you. They said also to create or edit images, and we've all seen like the fake Hurricane Helene image of the little girl with her puppy dog, and it looked so sad, and it was completely fake.
Yep.
They said to provide summaries of text, which is something I mentioned a moment ago, to draft or proofread written content. So you write something, you want it to go over and make sure you did a good job and that you wrote it well.
So he'll put all the apostrophes and dangling participles and all that stuff.
That, yes, yeah. It can correct all your grammar. It can even suggest better ways to say it.
My mind would be totally opposite of everything I wrote.
They say, just give up.
Yeah. It can help with work-related tasks, which is really what I would want more than anything. If there's a way to make me get my work done faster and easier, that's a win.
Because
then the boss is still paying me the same and I'm doing less work.
Exactly.
Well, a lot of times they will write, like for commercials and stuff, they will write out what we're supposed to say.
I should try that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of times they don't write it out. They just give us a bunch of facts and they're like, here, make this into a commercial.
Yeah,
and
have fun with that.
Oh, that's no fun. Uh-huh. So I can plug it into AI now and maybe it'll just give me a commercial. They say people are using AI to learn new skills or hobbies, to generate creative ideas, and also to get health advice. That's lower on the list. If I got health advice from AI, I want to back it up. I'm not going to go with just AI for that.
No.
And then they said, this is basically you, Megan, is to get advice on a personal matter.
Mm-hmm.
So one out of about five people do that. Recipes or cooking advice and entertainment recommendations are also there. Now, Cato, 27% of people never use AI. Another 27% use it once a week. And then 17% say several times a month. And 19% say every now and then, but not that often.
Well, you educated me because you said when we Google stuff, that's AI. The first thing
now is usually AI.
Which is the one I use most of the time. So I guess I use it by accident.
Now, there are some things AI cannot answer.
Okay.
Like, what's in Subway tuna?
Oh, I love that tuna.
Okay.
It's delicious.
They came back and said it was real.
Oh, okay. Man.
But I don't eat tuna.
I haven't eaten Subway tuna for years.
My friend loves that, but I don't do tuna outside my home.
Other things that AI cannot answer, how does Pete Davidson get girlfriends? From what I've heard, from one of his former girlfriends. Oh, my.
That's probably why.
Things AI cannot answer, what are birds eating to make their poop white?
Well, I tell you,
It
is kind of interesting. And how can they hit your windshield every time?
Yeah.
That's practice.
Uh-huh.
Things AI cannot answer, why do realtors always pose with their arms folded?
Oh, that's true. You see those billboards and they got their arms folded. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Power pose, maybe. Yeah. I don't know.
Something AI cannot answer, if we're not supposed to sneak liquor into Little League games, then why does Pringles come in a can?
Who is doing that?
Come on, that's what the Stanley Cup's for.
Oh, my goodness.
Finally, things AI cannot answer. What is my cat thinking about right now?
She hates me.
Killing me.
Yeah, that's yeah. You might be right, Kay. We need people for that.
I can't wait for her to die so I can eat her.
I guess AI is doing everything for us.
It's trying to, or at least we're trying to use it.
Well, it can't do this. It can't do Torture Tuesdays. Kato, we got to send you out.
Call AI.
No, it's going to be good, too.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.
We've decided to see how far you can push it when you're trying to return an item to a store. You know, Costco, they'll take just about anything back.
Yeah.
You can bring something in from a year ago, and they'll take it back unless you're just being abusive about
it. Really?
I've talked to them before. The managers there, they say that their goal is to have a happy customer,
mm-hmm.
and unless someone's just really taking advantage of them, they try to make the customer happy. And more stores are getting on board with this.
Yeah.
Some of these other stores out there, as long as you have a receipt, you're good. If you don't, you still get store credit. We've decided to go a step further this morning.
Yeah.
We had Cato go to a couple of fast food places, and he is going to try to return some of the food items and tell them, hey, I wasn't hungry enough to eat this one. Can I get my money back? All right, Cato?
Yes.
You are at one of these fast food establishments right now?
Yes, and I'm pulling right up at the drive thru.
Okay.
Ready?
Yes. Go ahead.
Okay. There's a car behind me, too.
Okay. You at the speaker?
Yep.
Okay.
Hey, good morning. No, ma'am, I don't need to place an order today. I have a return. A return? Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So she might just think that he just ordered.
Oh, wow. Okay. No, I'm nervous. Okay, the guy in front of me is paying.
Make it like it's a return in like a department store. Just think in terms of that.
You might even say, I got this here a couple of days ago.
Okay, here I go.
All right. I couldn't eat it all, and I just decided to keep it and bring it back.
Hey there, I got this the other day, and I could not eat it all, and I thought I would just bring it back.
Eat it at all?
I couldn't eat it all. I'd ordered other things along with it, and it was just too much food for me. It was a couple of days ago,
what's
I think.
Your return policy?
Yeah, I just ordered a lot. Yeah, I ordered too much food, and I couldn't eat that. I didn't know what your return policy was. Oh, gosh, what day was it? I don't have a receipt. It was in the back. I did not call. I don't know why I didn't call. I was just on my way to work, and I thought, you know, I still had this in the fridge, and I didn't eat it, so I thought I would just bring it back.
Ask him if you can just exchange it.
What do you want to do? Oh, I didn't know if you had a return policy, because, like, you know, Kohl's, if I get something in Kohl's, I just take it back. Well, usually if I'm not going to use it, then they'll give me my money back, or I exchange it. Is that a possibility? Oh, you can give me one in exchange? Yeah, that is the cheeseburger, because it was cheaper to get to, because it was like 30 cent more. But it was way too much food for me. But I didn't know, whatever you guys can do for your return policy, it'd be awesome.
Say, I'll take a biscuit.
Sure. Awesome.
What is she doing?
Give you a biscuit?
They're giving me a sausage biscuit. I got a crazy look. Y'all are awesome. I didn't know what your return policy was. I asked a friend, and they didn't know either. But yeah, you appreciate me bringing it back. Well, you know, I hate for food to go to waste. So,
wow.
Y'all have a good day.
Oh, that'd be good. Awesome.
Oh, classic.
I'm sorry. They kept talking. I didn't know if you could hear them.
That's amazing that the customer service is so good.
Yeah. Where is that, Cato?
Hardy.
Hardy's representing this morning. That is great.
You know, we should try this again.
Okay,
let's try another store, because I was actually surprised at how that went. That went very well.
All right, more fun with Torch Tuesdays coming up in just a second.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
We have sent Cato out to fast food restaurants this morning to try and return items that he bought a while ago and to see what the return policy is.
Yeah.
Now, we did this just a minute ago, and I was very impressed with the return policy.
Yeah, Hardee's, they returned it.
They went ahead and accepted and gave him an exchange. We're going to try it out now at another restaurant. Let's check in with Cato and see how things are going for Torture Tuesday.
I'm pulling up.
All right.
Return, what can I get for you?
I don't have an order today. I've got a return. Okay, thank you. I'm going to pull up.
Okay, this is going to be good.
What did she say?
She said, you can pull around.
Yeah, without the tone in her voice, I could tell. Okay, you can go ahead and pull up.
Almost like she's rolling her eyes.
Yeah.
Now, just remember, you bought it a week ago, and you just want to return it and get your money back, or then exchange it. Just think about things you would say at a return at a normal department store.
All right, here I go. Oh, gosh. How are you? I got this last week, and I was not able to eat it, and I didn't know if I could just return it. I got a lot of food, and I do that all the time. I order food, and I'm not as hungry as I think I am. It's like my eyes are bigger than my stomach kind of thing.
What's your return policy?
Okay. She's going to get the manager.
Okay. Oh, boy. You're not doing anything wrong?
Hey, how are you? I got that last week, and I was not able to eat it. I got so much food. Well, I didn't know what your return policy was. I didn't see it written anywhere.
You have to have a receipt.
See, and I didn't get one. I guess because I paid cash. I did.
I was given receipts.
Do you? And I don't remember getting one. It was a week ago.
This time, but next time you have to have a receipt.
Oh, I did not know that. She just shut the door. Did you hear what she said?
She said next time you have to have a receipt.
Yes, but apparently they're going to exchange it.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay.
Oh,
wow.
Okay.
Oh, you get my money back. That would be fine. Yeah, I didn't know what the return policy or if I had to exchange it. But,
wow.
Yeah, we normally exchange, but we can exchange if you want your money back, you have to have a receipt.
Oh.
So just make sure that if you don't have a receipt, at least call back the same day.
Oh, see, and I didn't know I wasn't going to eat it until this week.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Well, that's fine. Just make sure you call the unit. Well, we can have your name wrote down and everything like that.
Okay, well,
we do keep a log.
Is this all right, though? I don't want to get you in trouble or anything.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Wow, she gave you your money back.
Oh, well, I appreciate it. Thank you, and I'll let you know next time if that happens.
Okay, that's fine.
Next time I won't order so much food. Because I order so much food all the time, and it's like I start eating, and then I realize I'm not hungry, and then I'm like, the food goes to waste. I don't know.
Yeah, because we always normally do refunds if something is wrong with the order.
Oh, no, it was wrong, because I had two of those.
Okay, well, sorry about that.
Say I'm hungry. Say I'm hungry. I don't order one right now.
Can I order one? Just the sausage dip, or do I need to go through the drive-thru?
That's fine.
Huh? And I think I dropped the penny. How much, what did I, no, here it is.
So she gave him the money back, and he's ordering what he just returned.
Bless her heart, and there's a line of cars behind me. I feel horrible. Here, and there's that. No, please take that.
Okay.
I don't want to keep the money and the biscuit.
Okay.
You're awesome. I see. I appreciate it. But and I didn't know, where's your return policy listed? Like, is it online or?
It's just our store policy.
Okay.
And, you know, like, we have a law and we keep names in.
Okay.
Our stores for anything like replaced and stuff like that. Okay.
Oh, well, I appreciate your help.
You're
thank you. Very good. Bless her heart. She was trying to get rid of me.
Man, who says customer service is dead?
It's not. You know what? I guess her next experiment is say, hey, I bought this here last year.
Wow.
It's got a little mold on it. Man, good job on Torture Tuesday, Kato.
Hey, did you hear the car blowing the horn behind me?
No.
Well, she was, I guess she's listening because she's waving. She was waving at me as I was pulling off.
That was Bojangles.
They're awesome. I used to work for Bojangles.
All right, come on back.
All right, I got biscuits.
That's funny. Torture Tuesday for you this week and a little experiment on the Hawk and Tom Show. Good morning.
It's the Hawk and Tom Show on B93.7.